Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Yet more warnings this week about Ireland's housing crisis dragging on for years. But my next guest has one answer. It sounds like a substantial one, but he has one answer for people. Harrison Gardiner, good morning.
Hi, Derville. Thanks so much for having me.
Listen, you're welcome. People will know you as the founder of Common Knowledge. That's the County Clare social enterprise teaching building skills. And the new series of Build Your Own Home is back on RT1 this Wednesday.
Exactly.
I just need to know, are Irish people really turning their hands to refurbishing and building their own homes? Is that not out of the ballpark for most people?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely not something that feels normal for most Irish people. But I think with the state of things at the moment and the direction that the housing crisis is going, which is continuing to get worse, people are looking for options. And I think that's what's so exciting about bringing this series out this week and getting to share what we've been doing for the last year and a half with everyone, is that for a lot of people, building their own home was the only way they were going to achieve that sense of housing security that we're all looking for. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't a walk in the park for any of them. But it was definitely worth it. And I think it's just been such a beautiful process to help everyone and encourage everyone and show them how to use tools, how to talk the language, how the industry kind of works, and help them find a way to create that home that they really need without going in. Well, I mean, they couldn't even get the mortgage needed to.
I've an image of Bob the Builder in my mind, but there's no doubt that that construction wages are increasing faster than the rest of the economy. And so if you don't get a builder in, what's the range of savings you're talking about that people can maybe generate by doing it for themselves?
Oh, I mean, it's huge. And look, the term self-building is very, very broad, right? So we could call someone who project manages their own build, works with subcontractors and manages the whole project themselves, a self-builder, just as much as the person who's laying the blocks and putting the timber frame walls up themselves. But we're talking, depending on the scale, we're talking hundreds of thousands of euros in the difference between getting a construction company to build your house for you or rolling up your sleeves and doing it yourself.
So time is money, as well as obviously the cost. That's a sort of a two big commodities when you're doing any sort of a building project. So does that offset it, maybe some of the savings that you make? Like, I mean, how big of a commitment is it if you are saving hundreds of thousands of euro on a...
Yeah.
On another build?
Yeah, totally. Well, look, even if your build takes a year or a year and a half to make, there's very few people making the kind of savings that you're making. So the time is definitely worth it. But it's different for everyone. A lot of our participants on this season's show were working on the weekends and working in the evenings and still keeping their businesses running while they were doing it. And then others decided to take some time off and really focus on the project at hand and get it done as quick as possible so they could get back to work and get back to normal life.
So,
but there's so many ways to do it. And I think that's the point of all of this, is that there's no one way to create a house for yourself in Ireland anymore. There's no simple path to walk. And building your own home is one option that could work for a lot of people who are feeling really stuck.
So before we get to the range of what you can do, tell me, because there must be some things that you absolutely cannot do yourself.
Of course, yeah. There's parts of building the home that need to be regulated. They need to be licensed and signed off on, things like your electrics, your heating systems, and then a whole range of engineering and structural points. So what all our self-builders do is they pair up with an engineer and they build this team of professionals around them who help them get their house built. And an engineer signs off at every structural moment through the build, and they have the professionals come in and do the bits they need to. And they're there to fill in all the gaps around that.
So you're essentially putting together your own team, whether it's a family member who might be a block layer or a plasterer, and you're, you know, bringing them all into it. What are the kind of things that people can, you know, build themselves? Like, I mean, I don't know, stud walls, are they can or can't? Are they structural or not?
Yeah, well, it depends. Some are, some aren't. But you can build structural things as well. That's the kind of beauty of it, is that by building this team and, say, working with an engineer, you're totally allowed as an owner builder, as a self builder, to build the structural elements of your home too. And the engineer comes around afterwards and checks that they were built the right way and they were built to the right standard. And that process really empowers people a lot to take some agency back and take some control of their situation. But that it's a very, very long list of what you can do yourself, and it's a very short list of what you can't.
So could you do, I don't know, plastering, tiling or block work? Is that yay or nay?
Yeah. Yay to all of them, you know? And I think different things require different amounts of training and practice and skill. And so looking at the resources you've got, like you said, do you have a family member? Do you have an aunt who knows how to lay blocks or a cousin who's built a timber frame wall before who can teach you these things? You know, that's the biggest barrier to learning how to do these things. And then building that right team of professionals around you, an empathetic engineer, a plumber and an electrician who are eager to work with you and happy to have you do a lot of the grunt work for them.
And presumably have a lot of patience. Before we get to some of the other issues, maybe including how you can maybe self-teach your way to do some of these tasks, I'm just thinking of, you know, this type of DIY, if it's a bit more than kind of the usual hanging things up, whatever. What about health and safety? You know, what about any sort of potential legal risks for bringing, you know, people onto your property, you know, before you go and order that cement mixer? Are there things that you have to consider?
Yeah, totally. And you have to go through the process in the right way. You have to register your exemption from building control as an owner builder. You have to make sure that your site is insured and that people are able to come on, and professionals have their own insurance as well. There's lots of hoops to jump through, and I think that's really the value that I brought to working with these participants on the show, is that I was able to help them navigate those things that can feel really professional and out of their league and something they don't know about, and also teach them the skills that they need to actually go and do the work as well, you know? So just someone on the phone to answer those kinds of questions and help them through that process.
So you can get people to teach you, you can go onto YouTube, you can get involved in all different ways. Can I ask you about, you know, because this could really take off, because at the minute there is a limit in terms of the amount of structures you can build, like if it's a shed or a studio. It's currently 25 square metres, but if that goes up to 40 square metres, what type of structures could you be building in your back garden or as part of your build?
Well, look, the reason that whole thing is being looked at again and questioned as to should we increase this to something that's more livable, that could be a living space for people, is because we need more living spaces. It's not the type of structure isn't going to change, right? We should still be building high quality structures that are insurable, that are built to current building practices and standards. And increasing that 15 square meters doesn't change that. We just need to make sure that we put the systems in place that people are able to do that, that they know what they need to build and how they need to build it to make sure it's insurable and safe.
Yeah, and are there certain things that you might need like a little bit of help on? Like, I mean, you know, you hear people installing saunas into their homes, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to do that, do you need a bit of help with things like that? If you're presumably that involves putting a stove or some other sort of
absolutely.
Intricate things in place.
I think saunas is a really brilliant kind of gateway drug into building things for yourself and learning how to do things for yourself. I think so many people are discovering the benefits of sauna, wanting to use them. And I think building a tiny structure like that in your backyard and having to learn about structure, insulation, vapor barriers, keeping heat inside, these are all the same principles we need when it comes to building our home. And it's a very low risk, low input kind of trial run. And you really just need a bit of confidence and to learn a few skills to give something like that a go. And that's why we started Common Knowledge, you know, for people who don't have that aunt or uncle who's already a builder who can teach them those skills. We created this nonprofit so people can go and learn those skills there and then try these things out for themselves.
Yeah, I think that I would probably, I don't know if a sauna would be a good starter drug for me to go and set something. I'd probably have to experiment with something much, much smaller, maybe in the form of a shelf. But you never know. You give me a little bit of confidence. I might go out and acquire a new drill after this. But for now, Harrison Gardner, thank you. Build Your Own Home Series 2 is back on RT1 and the RT Player from this Wednesday at 9:35. And Harrison's new book, Our Homes, Other Ways to Solve the Housing Crisis, is out next month. Thank you for joining us.